Our NPR colleague Michelle Norris has an image of her father in her mind. He walked with a touch of syncopation.
It was really subtle. It wasn't a skip. It wasn't a limp. It was just this little half beat that one foot would arrive at a slightly slower pace than the other. And there was a little move in the shoulder that would accompany that.
Maybe that was just the way he walked. Or maybe it was a sign of some past event of which his daughter knew nothing. She did know that Belvin Norris came from the South. He was an African-American who moved north to Minnesota and bought a house in an all-white neighborhood. Michelle remembers snowy mornings when he shoveled the sidewalks before any of the neighbors woke up, as if announcing that the black family on the block had its house in order. That was the father Michelle Norris knew. And then, after his death, she learned a story of his Alabama youth. She explains how she learned that story in her memoir, The Grace of Silence.
I was having breakfast with my Uncle Joe. We were in Chicago, and he was cranky that day. And he was cranky because this was leading up to the 2008 election, and he was having a hard time encouraging young people to vote. And so he was on this rant about how young people have it easy and they don't know what other people have sacrificed for them. And he's eating oatmeal and he's just shoveling oatmeal in his mouth and fussing at me. And he just spits out, "Well, you know your dad was shot."
Shot.
Shot. As if he was just telling me that, you know, your dad had a cold. And I had no idea. This was like thrown out there as if it was something that I knew.
Now, you point out how difficult it was to find out what really happened to your father, mm-hmm. partly because most everyone involved seemed to be dead. Also, because it was an African-American in a southern city. And
it wasn't covered.
Wasn't covered, wasn't in the news. Records weren't kept the same way. As best you can determine, what did happen to your father in 1946 in Birmingham, Alabama?
He had just returned from war.
He was a veteran.
He was in the Navy, and he had just returned to Birmingham. And Birmingham was a city that was transformed by World War II. There were steel mills in the city. Many people had migrated to Birmingham from other parts of the state and really other parts of the country to take advantage of these defense industry jobs. And they had fought for democracy overseas, and they were hungry for a taste of it back home. And just days after my father returned, black veterans marched in lockstep through the streets of downtown Birmingham, went to the courthouse, posed in front of the courthouse, and then marched inside to assert their right to vote. Birmingham wasn't ready for that. What I understand is that he was out for the evening that night. They were in a building called the Pythian Temple. It was one of two buildings that sort of housed the city's black establishment. There was another called the Masonic Temple. They're right near each other. And that's where the doctors and the lawyers, the black dentists, the black civic organizations, and many of the black social functions took place in these two buildings. He was planning to attend an event that evening. And as they were approaching the elevator, as I understand this, police officers entered the building and said, "No, you're not going to go into that elevator," tried to stop them.
Billy club held in front of the elevator door.
Yes, police officer held out a billy club, said, "No, you're not going to enter." And my father made some gesture to move the billy club aside, to swat it aside. And that act in itself would have, been the kind of thing that would get you in a whole lot of trouble in 1946 in Birmingham. And a scuffle ensued. The police officer got his hands on a firearm, and it's pointed right at my father's chest. My father was out that evening with my uncle Woodrow. He and Woodrow were very, very close. And Woodrow reached out and swatted down the gun, and the gun discharged. And it hit my father's leg. It was a superficial wound in the end. And after that, I discovered, based on the court records and the police docket information that I found, my father and Woodrow and were arrested.
You said your father suffered a superficial wound.
Mm-hmm. Superficial physical wound.
That was my question.
Yeah.
How do you think it affected him?
I don't... God, I wish I really understood, Steve. I yearn to be able to talk to him about this. But I know that it had to have affected him deeply, and though he put it aside and he left it in his past like a forgotten sock, I know that it had to have lived somewhere deep inside him.
What do you think it means that he never told you, and that you grew up surrounded by aunts and uncles and other relatives who knew of this story, and nobody thought to tell you while he was alive that he was shot?
I'm pretty sure, Steve, that I would have ordered my steps in life differently had I known this. I might have been a different adult. I certainly would have been a different child. Our parents tell us what they think we need to know, and my father didn't think I needed to know that. He wanted, I think, to make sure that my path forward was uncluttered by his pain. So he chose not to tell me about this. And that explains the title of the book.
The Grace of Silence.
The Grace of Silence. That is an incredibly graceful act, because I look back at him and at a generation of veterans who fought first to participate fully in the military and then fought for their dignity when they returned. And they had every reason to be angry at America. They had every reason to be disappointed with their country and with their lot in life. And they moved forward, not with anger, but with hope. They woke up every day trying to show America what they could be, and in doing that, trying to show America what it could be.
So was he right not to tell you?
You know, we learn every year, it seems in my case, every day, how wise our parents are. I think he was right. And there are some hard lessons in that for me as a parent, because I'm raising children now, and I have to decide every day what I tell them. He chose not to tell me this. I chose to make this public. And I chose to do that because I think there are lessons in this for all of us. And I wrestled with this one because I wondered, what would Dad say about this? What would he think about this? And I decided that I think he would be okay with it.
The book is called The Grace of Silence by our own Michelle Norris. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And you can look, as I'm looking now, at some really moving family photos here, and also hear Michelle read from her memoir at npr.org.